Epilogue. The Butcher's Reflection. The only thing that burns in hell is the part of you that won't let go of life. Your memories, your attachments. They burn them all away. But they're not punishing you. They're freeing your soul. So if you're frightened of dying and you're holding on, you'll see devils tearing your life away. But if you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels, freeing you from the earth. Fragment recovered from a treatise on pre-unification religious mysticism, author unknown. I stalk along shattered boulevards as the world around me burns. Flames paint the sky in a liar's dawn, staining everything crimson to mimic the devastation. Violated flesh adorns the ruins of the monolithic city, bloodshed in such obscene quantities that I can taste the metal upon the air. It makes my heart sing. I leap into the blood-streaked night on a column of fire, my jump pack screaming ribbons of smoke and dirty light. I look down, surveying the carnage we have wrought, massacre and butchery all for its own sake alone. My brethren and I fell from orbit hours before, our dreadclaw unleashing obscene children the color of angry blood onto the streets of the Shrine World Capital. The city died quickly, the mortal legions of man's decaying imperium as ever unable to match our blades. For we are the eaters of worlds, and we revel in the ecstasy annihilation brings. I cannot see my brothers amongst the ruins, stalking the last survivors just as I am. But no matter. The farther apart we are, the less likely we are to vent our bloodlust upon each other. Our legion is long dead. The bonds of brotherhood ring more hollow each day, a pathetic competition to the ache to spill blood. The streets are carpeted with orphaned limbs and savaged bodies. Most are cold, some still yielding their final desperate heat to the wind. I feel the itch bloom behind my eyes as I gaze upon them. The sensations of atrocity have roused the machine living within my skull. Capering its influence through my veins, the nails almost speak, purring such sweet lies as they promise satisfaction to a bloodlust I know will never be slaked. Hunger, I hear it whisper to me. Pray. I feel the movement before I see it. I hurtle towards the ground, clawed boots birthing spiderweb cracks through the rockcrete. The first mortal I reach howls as my pistol boils it alive until it is but ashen bone. Another, likely a priest by its haughty robes, convulses under my attentions as I turn it inside out with the teeth of my axe. There is a wet sackcloth tearing sound of sinew separating from bone. I hold the twitching creature high as its veins empty themselves. Blood splashes my helm, and I tear it loose to drink until it fills my mouth and I am nearly overcome. The rage dwelling within me drinks just as deeply as I shower in the blood, and the nails send tremors of pleasure through me in gratitude. Blood. For the blood god, I gasp in prayer, as hot lifeblood runs down my body, covering pale worms of scar tissue and the harsh, brutal features that define us, Angron's bastard sons. The desanguinated remains are thrown from my grip, dashed against the broken stones of the road. Some of the mortals beg, as I add them to my butcher's tally. What could they possibly think they could offer me, I wonder? Do they even understand who is killing them? No, sing the nails. They only see strength and power and rage, and scatter like vermin to escape the oblivion we bring. Craven to their last fevered breath, their imperium was birthed in blood and flame. Is it not justice for it to die the same way? I succumb to the implant's control for a time, tumbling into a rapturous fever of wrath. Individuals do not register, as my axe rends flesh and my pistol burns it away. All the worth these mortals could ever offer me thrums within their tiny, fearful hearts. Their blood is so thin, so utterly permeated by weakness, it is almost not worth drinking. I gorge upon it all the same. I scream as I hunt another mortal, loping on all fours like a beast in pursuit. I have lost my jump pack, my helm hanging by a chain from my belt and dragging behind me in the street. Barefaced, my lunatic grin is clogged with the viscera of my prey's companions. It attempts to flee, but stumbles, sprawling at the foot of a statue in the center of a square. As I gather the immortal up, ready again to feast, my eye falls upon the statue and the figure it means to represent. Hewn from gleaming obsidian veined with gold, a mighty space marine stands triumphant over a vanquished orc chieftain. The sigils on the armor have been altered, chipped away by time and changed. But there is truth here I recognize. The shield and spear he carries, his cloak, and the harsh, brutal features, the ones that define Angron's sons. The statue is of someone that I used to know. A brother who I... The nails stab at my mind, punishing my introspection, but they cannot stop it fully. Drowned beneath 10 millennia of blood and atrocity, a memory surfaces in a moment of clarity so rare it is laughable in its tragedy. We have been here before, this champion and I, fighting in the crusade of the false emperor. Our armor had been ivory and cobalt then, where now mine is stained crimson and flawed bronze. We were eaters of worlds, but we had not always been so. The memories bring pain, and after 100 centuries in hell, I have forgotten so much. We had found our father, Angron. It was here, on this world, where we drank from his well of madness, chaining our fate to the whims of a lunatic god. The figure standing over me is as alien now as the things we once slaughtered here, 10,000 years in the past. The nails sting me with pain for my diversion, flaying the inner workings of my mind with a lash of acid fire. It is so much easier to murder than to think, to brutalize than to remember. Clawing up a mountain, desperate to reach the pinnacle, a father's acknowledgement, if never respect, only to be dashed down its slopes again and again. Mutilating ourselves, twisted into broken savages by the nails, betraying everything, only to trade one uncaring master for another. Never free, always a slave. I do not realize I have crushed my victim's skull within my grip. I ignore the glistening ribbons of flesh drooling between my fingers like the pulp from a rotten fruit. Trembling, I unclench my fist, and the twitching corpse topples into the ash. I hear nothing beyond the twin thunder of my hearts. We did not fight orcs here. Do they fear to tell themselves of the real enemy, of the false men we slaughtered here? Did the rotting Imperium tell their people any truth of us? Do the histories they have manufactured tell a single true thing about the birth of their realm and the warriors who bled it into being? Kill, the nails hiss. I obey. Fury tears free from me in a bestial roar. I charge, propelled by rage, as I crash into the statue. With a sound like a gunshot, the base snaps, and it ploughs into the street with me atop it. A rare moment of restraint keeps me from using the axe, and I drop it to hang from its chain as I smash into the effigy with my fists. I roar and rage until my dead brother's likeness is reduced to a mound of gritty black dust lifted upon the wind. The breeze turns and covers me in the grit, anchored by the blood that coats me like a second skin. I reel and writhe about, clawing at myself to tear it away. Yet it persists, as if animated by some vindictive revenant of my past. My baying ceases when I hear hurried footsteps nearby. My head snaps up, icy calm reasserted by the promise of fresh prey. Blood, seeing the honeyed whispers of the butcher's nails behind my eyes. Blood will wash the dust away. Blood will wash the past away. I rise, stumbling back from the wreckage of a past life. I hear the vox in my collar trill, and the faint echoes from within the helm lying in the street behind me. Gone! The name barely reaches my ears, anchoring me back in reality for a moment. For that moment, the nails withdraw a fraction, relenting just enough for me to remember who I am. Khan, my helm repeats. Come to us. We found more. The promise of more blood sets my own ablaze. I stoop, gathering up my helm and securing it in place. Through emerald eyes, I watch my own bleeding hands as I take up the only legacy my father left for his children. Gorechild screams in my fists, aching to resume the slaughter just as much as I do. Blood, I whisper, my eyes like feral calderas as I tear off into the streets to hunt again. Blood for the blood god!
That was Angron, Slave of New Syria, by Ian St. Martin. Read by Jonathan Keeble. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2019.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.